What's up, guys? Welcome to the Flawed Dad's Guide to Parenting, the podcast all about the average flawed dad learning to be a better parent. Today we're discussing cloth diapers versus disposable diapers. Who gives a shit? Well, we do. We give two shits, and we're going to be discussing where your baby shits. So stick around and listen as a couple flawed dads figure out how not to screw up our kids too bad. Hey, Graham, how you doing?
That was tough for me not to laugh during that introduction. That was fantastic. And I hope that we can bring shits into every single one of our introductions in the future, because that was awesome.
I'll do my best. So this is a topic, I mean, you and I have discussed this before. And it's a topic that we probably see from different perspectives. With the convenience versus cost framework that you and I both are on opposite sides of many times. So where is your stance on cloth versus disposable diapers? And why should anybody listening to this give a shit?
It's a heavy introduction. I think that there's a time and place actually for them both. I don't think... So, you know, just our stance overall, mm-hmm. we use cloth diapers probably 95% of the time.
Right.
So I suppose because of that, then our stance is pro for cloth diapers.
Okay.
But we don't use them exclusively. You know, who knows what the ratio is, but we'll call it 95%.
Yeah.
There are situations where the convenience aspect of it, or the nuisance of carrying a cloth diaper around is just, it's mm-hmm. prohibitive. You can't, it just doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. Going out is the big one.
Right.
You know, if you're leaving for a day or going to the store for a decent amount of time and there is changing involved, mm-hmm. You don't want to just toss out your cloth diaper. You have to do something with it. And if you're shopping, if you're going somewhere, then you have to have, you know, have to have a diaper carry around in a plastic bag somewhere.
Right.
That is, you know, if the dirty variety.
Yeah.
You know, the two, we have to establish what are we talking about here? Because clearly we're talking about shit or poop and stuff like that. Like, what are we using here when the diaper's shitty?
It's a shitty diaper.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to be using that.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna be swearing a lot.
The shitty diaper,
yeah.
The poopy diaper, messy diaper, dirty diaper. Anyways, you're carrying that around in a plastic bag, and just even the knowledge that it's there, it's a lot nicer just dumping it. You know, pee, a one, we'll call it a one and a two. Sure. I'll call it a one and a two.
Okay.
A enough. One for pee. For the people that aren't not familiar at all with this term,
ones and twos,
you know, ones and twos, you know, we have to establish this right now in Australia, you know, because they're in the southern hemisphere,
it goes backwards.
It might be the opposite.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So you never know.
Yeah. Cause it goes counterclockwise. Yeah. Got it.
Anyways, it'd be horrible, you know, carrying a one diaper around and not the end of the world. But a two, it's just nightmare. So we have decided that anytime we're going out for a long time, we're just going to wear disposables.
Yeah.
Because we're not in our home territory.
Yeah.
The vast majority of the time, we are home, and so we do cloth. There's definitely a benefit, pros and cons to it all. That's why we use both. The convenience is inescapable. But there are other factors, I think, that I'm not sure if it's really talked about a whole bunch or really known.
I mean, there's lots of blog posts on cloth diapers versus disposable diapers.
Yeah.
But you and I were talking about this before, and you think that a lot of the blog posts are leaving something out.
Yes.
And
I don't know whether the people that are writing the blog posts have actually committed to using maybe one or the other.
Okay.
I feel that people... Have you done cloth diapers before?
We tried them.
Yes.
Hated them.
So you have a very... let's go to you before I go into the blog side of it.
Yeah.
now hated them. That's a pretty bold statement.
Yeah. Yeah. But so at the time, you know, we're living downtown Vancouver. We're out, you know, pretty active family out all the time. Mm-hmm. Rach would take Nevi, you know, in the stroller and not come back until the evening. Right. She'd be out doing mommy and me classes or whatever it was. And exactly as you pointed out, the carrying around a plastic bag of shitty diapers is just not, you know, that really sucks. And, you know, at the time we shared the laundry facilities with you guys, right? Because the floor on the building that we were in, it was communal laundry. And I felt terrible about putting, a shitty diaper into those washing machines. So,
yeah, coming in, someone comes in as you're emptying the laundry. Oh, hey, man, what's up? Yeah, no, just finishing up here. You're good to go after that.
So I think for a good portion of people out there, it's just not a reality. I mean, we rinsed them off in the tub and that kind of stuff before we'd take them to it. But the extra steps of having to do that were just, it was a horrible inconvenience. And so by the time Allie came around, we just thought, no, we're not doing this. We're going to skip this whole step. We're not going to go through this again. Even though for an economics factor, cloth diapers make so much sense.
Yes.
Like, God damn, did I ever hate every time I went to the grocery store, I was buying this massive box of diapers.
Yes.
And it was $40 every time.
Right.
Like, it drove me nuts. I mean, yes. $40 every single week. You know, $160 a month. That was the car insurance payment.
Yes.
It was awful.
Yeah.
So, I certainly did not like the disposable diapers. The damage that they do environmentally was massive, and I recognize how much of a problem that is. But at the same time, I'm not a big fan of carrying around shit with me for multiple hours.
Yes.
Like, I do that internally, but I don't need to do it externally as well, right? So that was my experience.
Yeah. And I can understand not carrying around, especially if you're going over that long period of time. You know, that part, I understand. It's interesting about the environmental aspect.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, it has to be better, you know, getting a cloth diaper versus a disposable diaper. Except, I'm not sure how many places, I know that there are some blogs out there, but the actual environmental impact, cotton as an example,
mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of energy and cost and time to produce cotton, which are in disposable diaper, cloth diapers. Sorry.
Yeah.
And there are bamboo diapers that you can get and other types.
Yeah, we had some bamboo ones. And
you know, there are other materials out there, but the main one is cloth,
mm-hmm.
and cotton. Sorry. And those are probably the better ones. They're a little bit more absorbent. I think mothers or parents tend to sort of drive towards the cotton more so just because of the idea of it. And then there's the shells of it and, mm-hmm. you know, they're some type of sort of plastic and some polyester or lining as well for the inserts and things. So it's not as clear cut to me. They're certainly not going in the landfill as often.
Yeah.
There are some people out there that are probably throwing out the cloth diapers.
Yeah,
End of it.
There's a report I have here that says it takes 60 times, sorry, the disposable diapers generate 60 times more solid waste and use 20 times more raw materials to make than cloth diapers do. And it also, additionally, it's estimated to take between 250 and 500 years for a single disposable diaper to break down in a landfill.
Yeah,
to me, that's insane.
And they're usually wrapped in a plastic bag.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, that's what we did. Straight into the diaper genie, right? In a plastic bag.
Yeah.
And there'd be 60 of the little bastards, right? Yes. The thing was a giant hand grenade.
Yeah.
Like a shit hand grenade. Yeah. That then, you know, goes right into the landfill. And congratulations, my child's DNA is going to be in that landfill for the next 500 years in a diaper. So
the one thing as well that you know, maybe a little bit of off topic a bit, but, you know, bringing up the diaper genie, et cetera. Mm-hmm. What we have found is for the cloth diaper wise, we don't ever have to deal with smells.
Okay.
You know, you've had your kids a little earlier than we did. So mm-hmm. we were still in the baby phase. We still have diapers here. When you walk into our house, do you notice any type of poo smell or stinky diaper smell?
No, but I'm not going out sniffing around in your kids' bedrooms. That would be creepy.
But we don't have... but you can go anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we don't have a diaper genie or right. something like yeah, that. You don't... I've been to so many houses where people have had kids, and I'm like, oh, Jesus. Like,
yeah.
You guys got to put that outside or something here.
Your diaper genie's full.
These diaper genies do not... I mean, they might work somewhat, but they don't eliminate the smells entirely. Yeah. So you have to put it outside. You have to do something or other to get it because it's toxic.
Yeah.
It's horrendous.
Yeah.
Whereas with cloth diapers, there's still so many times, and we're sort of past this now, where I smell, you know, most of the time parents like will take a whiff of the rear or something like that. Yeah. And oh, like, okay. Yeah. You know, you've done something or other, better go clean up.
Mm-hmm.
With cloth diapers, you cannot tell. I swear, like, you can tell when you open it up and the seal is open.
Do you think?
But before that, like, I have, both Vanessa and I have put our nose up towards it. And like, I can't tell. I feel like they have because of, you know, other factors. But then you open it up and you're, oh, yes, okay. Yeah.
Do you think it's because the diaper forms a better seal around the baby? Or is it because... it's not reacting to the chemicals inside.
It has
of
to
the
be
diaper.
That.
Okay.
It has to be that because there's a pretty good seal from the disposable diaper as well.
Well, I mean, we had lots of blowouts. There were plenty of blowouts.
That's the other thing. Now, some people have experiences different with cloth diapers. The ones that we have, at least, we have not had blowouts either.
Okay, so that's
so we don't get blowouts. Like the rashes and things that people a lot of times have, diaper rashes, and we don't deal with any of those ever. The skin is just so much better.
So there's a lot of different cloth diapers, right? You've got flats, pre-folds, fitteds, pockets, hybrids, all-in-ones, contours, all this kind of stuff. What was it that you decided to go with, and why did you decide to go that direction?
We had an insert type. So it was a shell.
Yeah.
It's a shell with, you know, sort of like a pocket that you could stuff the actual absorbent material into there. So there's a waterproof shell on the outside. We chose Velcro.
Okay.
That's the other part too.
Rather than buttons.
There are snaps.
Snaps.
Maybe there are buttons as well.
Okay.
Most of the time it's snaps or Velcro.
Okay.
We chose Velcro because it's, you know,
yeah.
Velcro is fast. It's, you know, detach, stick them on.
Yeah.
The con is that if you don't happen to seal them up properly, you throw them in the washing machine, they can catch onto other things.
Okay.
To me, that's not really a big factor because when are you washing diapers with other things to begin with that they're catching on things?
Yeah.
At the worst, they're catching onto other diapers and, you know, they're stuck together.
I'm always
to tear them apart.
Craving, you know, throw my suit pants in with baby shit. That's just...
The snaps can last longer, right?
Because
Velcro, over time, you can see it might... But we've been using ours for two kids now.
Right.
Right? And the Velcro is still fine. It sticks, doesn't really have any issues. So,
yeah.
I mean, you do have to be committed to using the... Like, oh, these diapers need to... We're going the 16 kids and counting route.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to last... 20 years
from
an
economics perspective, that really makes sense.
It does.
You're definitely getting marginal utility out of the good at that point.
They're probably like my underwear at the end of the day. You'd see through them though.
was the choice of pockets, was it purely convenience decision, or was there an economics decision to the type that you chose as well?
There wasn't that. What we thought, and we didn't try any of the other ones, but our logic was that there are times where perhaps nighttime, for example, there's a bigger absorbency requirement.
Okay.
And by having the all-in-one was restrictive in the fact that it's all-in-one. You know, so the nice part is they're all-in-one. You don't have to stuff the diapers when they're clean. You don't have to pull them out and things like that. But the negative is that they're set for the absorbency.
Okay.
Whereas we have these inserts. So nighttime diapers, we stack maybe three or two.
Okay.
It depends on the age of the child, right?
Yeah.
And it depends on what's going on. And so you can modify and adapt based on that. So that's why we did. Now, there's pre-folds and things.
Yeah.
Those are, I guess that's basically like you get that and then you buy a shell that goes around it.
Yeah. So we had the pre-folds and we had pockets. I think we actually were given some fitted as well.
Yeah.
And for us, just none of it worked the way that we wanted it to. And convenience was just a dominating factor for us, even though it was, you know, economically and environmentally a poor decision. It just, the ability to take it off, throw it out, and move on was so important to us, particularly on the go. You know, with whether it was boating or the beach or you know, going up to Whistler, wherever, because we were never stationary. You know, that idea of carrying it around, it didn't work for me.
The argument, that's the biggest part, I think, at the end of the day, is you have to decide how committed are you, because there is more time with cloth diapers.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Yeah.
You have to clean them.
Yeah.
You don't have to go out, right? You don't have to go to
the store
to be able to do that. If you're middle of the night, oh, I'm out of diapers. You have to commit, depending on where you have to drive to, right? That's definitely time that you have to worry about there.
In the middle of the night where you run out of diapers.
Whereas we never had to.
Chaos.
Right? Never a case with us. And so those times.
Into a hand towel.
Yeah. You know, you think, what do you do? And so, you know, that's a big, but you have to be committed to it.
Right.
And it's interesting because it's, to me, it's really a state of the type of, I guess, overall individual you are.
Yeah.
I mean, the same argument, like the ease of the disposable diaper, we can get into the whole overall, just talking about just general characteristics of individuals, right?
Mm.
You know, if you're not committed to doing that, then why bother trying to teach the child to ride the bike or, you know, teach them how to read and things like that, let the teachers do it or something. Like, there's a committed amount of time. It takes a lot of effort for them to get to that X point.
Right.
Why do it? Why clean the floor? It's just going to get dirty again. It's a lot faster just not to do it. And you could spread that across a whole lot of things. So you can find, there is time available. You can't say that there wasn't time that you couldn't do it. You just chose that it was not important and you justified it.
Yes. Argument to that would be that it's not that I didn't think any of those things are important. It's that I'm willing to pay somebody else to do them for me.
Right.
Right. It is that I value not having to do those things over money.
Right. Right.
And so that convenience factor is
exactly over money or over
environment. Yeah, I still want all those things. I still want, you know, my kids to ride a bike. So I did some of it, but I also took them to pedal heads.
Yeah.
Right. I still want them to read. So I read with them, but my wife also did.
Right.
You know, and that was convenient for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the combination of everything.
How committed are you for sure? That's what it comes down to. Do you feel that whatever your vice is, it's like, I want to save the earth. Then if you're committed to that, then great. I feel it seems like you need to have probably two of the main points. The environment is probably not enough. You also have to be pretty interested in trying to save money as well, let's say. And having those two, you're like, okay, now I have two pillars here. I'm committed. But like most things, once you get into the habit of whatever it is, it's not enough. A big deal.
Yeah.
And it could be that it's also important to come in among both parents also to be interested. See,
yeah.
I have a feeling that at the outset, if I'm not mistaken.
I know where you're going with this.
And Rachel was probably very interested in doing it.
Yes.
You were probably against it to begin with.
I was interested in it from an economics factor.
Okay.
I was. But I didn't, I valued my time
right.
doing anything else other than cleaning up shit.
Right.
Like anything else.
But there's always shit over. To be, did you presumably change diapers, right?
I did, but as fast as humanly possible. Like I got very good at it. Like I could clean a diaper faster than they can change tires on a NASCAR, you know, race car. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what it was like.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I guess when I'm going, and I'm obviously taking more the side of arguing for the cloth diapers.
Yes, I got that.
But you're still dealing with shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? There's still poop involved.
Yes.
So, but.
But I'm not doing the second round of.
My point is that, yeah, Vanessa and I both essentially on the same page.
Yeah.
We're both, you know, it's not one person's like, no, I'm not doing it. You know, if you want to do cloth diapers, like that's all on you. Yeah. And I've heard that before. Like you're washing them. Mm-hmm. I'm not touching it. I'll throw mm-hmm. them out if I have to.
Which is, you know, type which stuff. Is the situation we would have been in. And so, you know, yeah. I think for simplicity's sake, given my stubbornness, I think Rachel came around to the idea that disposable diapers were just going to be the easier solution.
Right.
But having said that, I figure that per child, oh God, I mean, we went through thousands of diapers.
Right.
Right? Because, you know, there is a period where you're going through 7 a day, then you yes. get down to 5 a day, then yeah. it's still, you know, 3 a day for years.
Yes.
Right? You're in the easily in the thousands of diapers.
Yeah.
And at the cost, like it is, I think I was reading on here that they anticipated something like $2,500 by the time they're 2.5
yes.
they've spent on diapers.
Now, to frame it as well, I work from home,
mm-hmm.
and so does Vanessa. Well, Vanessa doesn't particularly work in from a traditional standpoint. She, by all means, picks up her... well, I'm not shoveling. It is what it is. No, I mean, she would say the same thing. I mean, that's... The traditional thing is work, is working outside and
yeah.
getting paid for something from outside. The
yeah.
that you're getting paid for what you do.
Yeah,
she doesn't get paid for what she does.
Working on your business. Yeah,
she.
yes.
Anyways, so we're at home. That definitely helps a lot.
Yeah, right?
Because it's back to the point of yeah. not having to go out as much as things. The other part is that we. With our second child, we did a little bit with our first one, is we did something called elimination communication.
Okay.
Not heavily so, but pretty decent. And the concept, I won't go into it entirely, but the concept is basically paying attention to the cues of the baby or child or whatever it is to tell when they're going to go do something or other.
Right.
And that was awesome. Because we cut out the shitty diapers
mm-hmm.
way faster than everyone else. And then it's not a cloth diapers. Because the biggest thing is the two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And having to deal with that. But if you can cut that out
mm-hmm.
and have them go on the toilet ahead of time, then cloth diapers become even like it's like a no-brainer. Then going out with just a cloth diaper
yeah.
is really, I mean... Okay, walking around with a pee diaper in a bag, it's not really using any more or less space because you had to carry it to begin with as a change.
Right.
And so then it's a plastic bag and it's a pee diaper. It's soiled, whatever, it just gets rinsed off.
Sorry, what's it called? Elimination.
Elimination communication.
And where can somebody find out a bit more information about that? Just Google it?
Googling it.
Yeah, okay.
You know, YouTube elimination channels. Elimination
communication.
It's okay. Awesome. Now, we didn't do it. So in China, from what I understand, these are people that have told me they've gone there like it's, you know, it's disgusting. People walking along the street with babies, all of a sudden they stop, flap open their butts and out comes shit, out comes piss. And then they flap them back up and they keep on walking. That does sound gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the other way is that they somehow know and can tell when the baby's going to do that. Like little tiny newborns are doing this. I'm not sure. This is hearsay. It seems like they don't use very many diapers in certain parts of China. Maybe that's all China. Don't know. Yeah. Can't quote me on it.
Yeah.
But it certainly does happen. So they have...
I imagine if that's the case there, that it's probably something that happens in a lot of places in the world.
But they've practiced it heavily where they can tell, you know, straight away that there's some type of cue there. Mm-hmm. We weren't that good. We weren't that dedicated to it.
Okay.
To know when a pee is coming, mm-hmm. Or, you know, like towards the end of it, it would be 80 to 90% of it would be on the toilet.
Right.
Which was a big win.
That's a huge win.
Not having to clean up at all.
Yeah.
Huge win.
Yeah.
No, like it's a massive time saver because then you're not cleaning. Now I didn't have your NASCAR speed change, you know, but that was once you're able to eliminate the dirty diaper side, then cloth diapers are just, they're dirty. You maybe rinse them quickly in the sink and then you throw them in the diaper
right
with the washing machine. It's so simple.
Yeah.
And so doing that, hands down, even with disposable diapers too, being able to do that.
Yeah, that would be huge.
Hands down.
Yeah.
So we would be holding our Kendra, our youngest, holding over the sink and doing cues. You're supposed to sort of make an association for sound so that they can tell, this is what I do when I pee, for example.
Right. So every time you turn on the tap now, she just pisses all over the
place. Not anymore.
But Pavlov's dog reaction for running water.
Or it worked out quite well because we'd have her on the sink, we'd turn on the faucet and
pee.
And she would pee.
Right.
Which was great because then, again, the number of diapers that we used went way down.
Yeah.
I didn't go off of cues. I went more off of time.
Mm.
That was my only way of really...
Like training a puppy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's been 20 minutes. Yeah. You're probably... time and I'm going to bring you there and do that. The other benefit of the elimination, I'll just call it EC again, is she had no problems at all with the toilet, which I've heard for other people sometimes it becomes a worrying thing. Oh, I don't want the toilet scary and, you know, what if kids are scared of it?
We never had that.
Okay. So, some people I've heard are like that. Whereas
the sound of the toilet,
because we're getting her as a baby before she's anywhere close to really knowing what the heck's going on, she's already sitting in the toilet. She's already getting a familiarity with it, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah,
that was huge.
So I mentioned, you know, the amount of disposable diapers that you have to purchase. If you're going the cloth diaper route, like how many diapers do you have?
We have a lot.
Right.
Way more than what we need. How many do you really need? I mean, they are different sizes. So you don't get one size that fits the whole thing. So early on, babies go through diapers way more often.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're changing that, plus the absorbency level, because they're smaller to fit their body. It's not nearly as big. So you probably need, I'm going to say maybe 20. Depends on... I mean, you could probably deal with five.
Yeah.
Just depends on how often you want to
be doing laundry.
Yeah, right? Okay. So it's all a function of what you want to do. I think we had 20 or so. We have a lot more now. The other part that people seem to factor in is the cost-saving side. And I'm sure, again, there are some blog posts out there that do this. But everyone looks into what the cost is of buying new diapers, new cloth diapers are versus... disposable diapers. Now you have to buy new disposable diapers.
Yes. Yeah. They're very ineffective if you're buying used disposable diapers. Yeah.
Yeah. But you can buy used cloth diapers.
Right.
And used cloth diapers.
You mean washed used diapers, cloth diapers.
Hey, right?
Ideally.
Maybe you could go out there and buy dirty ones too. That would be... we're joking.
So
yes, presumably they are washed.
Yeah, right.
Maybe ask.
Double check.
I'm just checking.
I imagine there would be because, I mean, as kids grow out of them, you know,
rather we bought some. We bought some new.
Yeah.
You buying used, of course, then sometimes you don't have the choice. So if you're wanting, I want the double line, whatever, you know,
you're
going to limit your market. But if you're open, the benefit of talking or dealing with used ones is that then you can actually talk to the people that are selling it.
Right.
Hey, what was this like? Have you had any of this? And if you've never used it before, then you get a good idea.
Yeah.
So factoring in the used cost drops the cost down that much more.
Right.
Plus, if you get it in your first child, which is what we did, and then use it for the second child or the third child, et cetera, then obviously you're just saving even more money.
Yeah, at that point, you might as well have 10 kids because you've got the diapers already.
That's the argument. Honey, well, we may as well have more. We have more diapers. This Velcro's still good. We could go at least two or three more.
So if you're using the cloth diapers, did you go all the way of using cloth wipes as well, or did you still use the disposable wipes?
Yeah, we had bamboo.
The bamboo wipes.
Wipes.
Okay. And did you go the step of like creating a solution to soak them in, or were they just regular plain wipes and then you use like a Windex bottle and spray it on the baby's bum or that sort of thing?
We just use water.
Just water, yeah.
Water works great. I barely used any of the cloths. Mm-hmm. I would just take her to the sink and wash her straight in the sink.
Right.
No cloth involved. And I mean, that's a way cleaner job because cloths and things, to me, it's still going to end up with, they at times can still stink.
Yeah.
Especially if a dirty one, right?
Yeah.
With a sink, hey, it's great. Washes it off entirely. Then there's no issues at all. Maybe that's another reason why there was no issues from rashes.
I was going to ask that next. Like, did with the cloth diapers, did you find that you had to use more of the, what's the zinc cream? The can't remember the name of it.
Diaper rash cream.
The gray cream that we
didn't have to use any of it. Really?
Mm.
Like,
because that was a big problem for our kids. Was the diaper rash.
That's one of the arguments. It's way better for skin with the cloth diapers.
I imagine it's like a chemical burn on their skin from the combination of the liquid and the absorbent pellets that are inside of the disposable diapers. So
the other thing that I've noticed. I always joked about a pee sack.
Okay.
Oh, look at that pee sack.
Right.
The disposable diapers that droop, it looks disgusting. Yeah. Or when it's full or something like that and they have the pants on, like it looks like they've got a big gunt or like it is hideous. I cannot stand that look, especially if they're naked or just have a diaper on the thing and they're wallowing around with that thing. And it doesn't take long before that hanging sack is floating around there, and it is gross in my opinion. The cloth diapers always look nice. You can get different patterns. You know, they have a noticeably bigger butt.
Yes.
Because the cloth diapers are thicker. So, you know, early on, you know, a fresh disposable diaper, you can't really tell it's on at all. It's like they're sleek instead of their regular persona. With a cloth diaper, they have a big baby butt. So, you know, it depends on what you... But it's always that shape, no matter how full or how empty it is.
Yeah.
And I always call it a pee sack. Like, look at that pee. Like, just that...
Smell of it. Because, you know, when you're using disposable diapers and you're having to pay for every one of them, you're kind of like...
We can push this.
I could probably let that go a little bit.
That's right.
Like, maybe we can get one more pee out of that, right?
Yeah.
And that is gross. And that's probably... You know what results in the in the diaper rash and all the other issues. Yeah. So
the pro to the disposable one though is absorbency. I've read some other people say that cloth diapers are way more absorbent than disposable ones. Mm-hmm. I don't know what disposable ones they were using for that because I believe that is totally bullshit.
Yeah,
disposable diapers last way way longer.
Yeah,
so sometimes. If it was crazy, a nighttime diaper sometimes was disposables.
Yeah.
Just because of the circumstance, maybe they had a lot of liquids before. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Disposable ones will last, comparatively a lifetime compared to cloth.
Right. So with cloth diapers, did you find that you were, I mean, with disposable when they're really young, you know, you're getting up and changing them through the night anyways. But as with, you know, Kendra now being the age that she is, do you still have to, with cloth diapers, do you still have to change her in the middle of the night, or does she make it through the whole night?
Oh, she's through the whole night. We haven't had to change. We don't ever change a day. Hey, we don't want to wake up. let's get that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No way. There's other books out there. There's a potty training book mm-hmm. where it's talking about how early on, at the age of 2 or younger, you can start to basically wean them off diapers. And, you know, this is the process of how mm-hmm. to figure this out. It's kind of like elimination communication to a degree, but once they're a little older.
Right.
The book was talking about how nighttime as well, just don't do diapers. And then basically you have to wake them up in the middle of the night at some point in time because their bladders are not able to hold the whole time. So there is, you have to do that. And I read that. I'm like, nope, not for me.
Yeah.
I get committed sometimes, you know, I'll spend extra time for things, but sleep, no.
That's not one of the ones.
That is non-negotiable.
Like to give up. Yeah.
I am not waking up in the middle of the night to save one diaper. Not happen, especially with cloth diapers because, you know, at this point in time, it's effectively free.
Yeah.
So the cost point is moot.
Yeah.
I will say that she definitely associates diaper now. Mm-hmm. If we have done a few times where we don't have a diaper and she goes for a nap and she doesn't pee.
Right.
But then when the diaper's on,
she does.
She's like, it's, she knows there's amazing associates. Okay, I just do this out. So I can understand the idea of trying to remove it that much sooner because it's been, I've heard lots of other people like, my son, my good friend, he's like, my son will not take a shit on the toilet. The second I put a new diaper on, he runs in the corner and cranks it out. Like, we know he has to go. He will not do it. He'll hold it in, and then he puts the diaper on, and he goes, like, that's horrible. Like, that's a bad association, that one.
Yeah, that's like, a big problem.
That one you have to spend some time, in my opinion, to curb that down because... anyways, to each their own.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some inherent fear of toilets and, you know, it only being okay to poop in the diaper at that point. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've all got our issues, right?
That's right.
Let's just hope that's not one that the kid is stuck with when he's 35 years old. Like, I can't go to the toilet. I gotta put on some Depends to get this thing out. Like, I've been backed up for 3 days because I couldn't get my hands on some Depends.
Can you imagine that?
That'd be a big issue.
It would be. And probably there are people out there.
Yeah, hey, you know what? That person and their kid can try to, you know, toilet train and get off diapers at the same time.
Imagine being older and having to diapers and things, man.
It's going to happen. Inevitably.
That's going to be a tough one for me. You know, just the idea of having that, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I think I'll do it. I'll put my legs up and go, okay, go ahead, clean me. lay on my back. And...
Yeah. To each their own. I wouldn't cross that bridge. We're not there yet. Maybe a couple days from now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But
exactly.
So far, so good.
So anything...
Have I swayed you at all?
Yeah, I think so. I think the big thing for me is that it's a lifestyle choice.
Yes.
Right? It is going to be significantly easier to commit to something like this if you are in a regular location where you have the ability to deal with those diapers. If you are an on-the-go individual, you would have to take extra steps in order to make this work for you, right? To make cloth diapers work for you. And
yeah, just the knowledge that you're going to have them with you.
That you're going to have them with you. Yeah, you're going to be carrying around a Ziploc bag full of shit for the rest of the day.
They don't shit that often, but yes, they're likely...
In some form or another. Yeah. But yes, I mean, I always knew from an environmental factor that the cloth diapers are going to be a significantly better choice.
You know, one thing that just thought of it that we never actually tried is that you can get disposable... liners
mm-hmm.
That can fit inside the cloth diapers.
Right.
At which point then if you're getting the majority of the mass out,
yeah,
that's less of a thing.
Yeah.
We definitely. Never tried it. I don't know why. I mean, it's in concept, that sounds like a great idea, actually. Some minor disposable type related stuff. Toss in the toilet.
So the thing we didn't talk about is diaper services.
Right.
Right? That I know we looked into this when Navina was born, was actually, you know, hiring a service. Yes. Where they come by every couple days and they pick up all the cloth diapers and bring you, you know, not new clean ones, but clean,
right. Yes,
new to you ones.
Yeah.
And
it's still probably way less expensive. I'm going to say it's likely less expensive than disposables.
Looking back at it, I believe that it was more expensive because of the service, because of the drop-off and pickup.
Okay.
Than the disposable diapers were. But it was the environmental factor that was what made us look into it in the first place.
Right. Who knows what those would probably get washed and treated a whole bunch and the driving to and from and things. Yeah. Who knows what the actual net result is on that.
Yeah.
It depends on the area, I think. And it depends on where you are in terms of service. I know we're here in a suburb. And it was really hard for us to actually find a diaper service,
right?
To come out here.
Yeah.
And so there you're kind of limited to get choice. And so you're probably paying a little bit more for it. And the reason why I know this is because I was very much interested in getting a diaper service.
Right.
Because I didn't like the idea of having to clean a dirty diaper.
Yeah.
No, this is not for me.
Yeah.
And that was my thought. And washing them, things like that, you know, we get a lot of, you know, I get it. I can understand the thought process. I was in that same boat. Obviously, I've gotten used to it now. And it's, looking back, once you started getting the motion of things, it's not a big deal. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But I remember looking to think, okay, I found one. This is good. Okay, not bad. And my mother-in-law, the cost of this service, like you can probably get disposable diapers for way, way less. That's ridiculous. Like, no, and she's obviously pretty frugal and mindful of things as well. Anyways, her sales pitch was, I will wash the diapers for you.
Oh, there you go.
Buy them. I will wash them. I was like, well, you're going to wash them? Fuck yes.
Yeah, like, done. Yeah.
This is a service that is awesome. So we bought the diapers. She did not wash a single gut. Damn. That's not true. She did wash some, but it was not
It was not all
99% of it.
Yeah.
is us doing the diapers. So good on her for scamming me into to doing it, knowing that was the pitch to get me to swing. Looking back now, I mean...
You think it was the better choice?
Because I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Once I can understand everyone's standpoint, your standpoint, the faster I cannot have to deal with it.
Yeah.
The better. But once you get used to it early on, we never did it as well, but early baby poop before they actually go into real food, human food,
Mercurium and, or the, well, I guess that's
once they're breastfeeding.
Yeah.
As long as they're breastfeeding, the breastfeeding poop.
Yeah.
Is water soluble.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of individuals, and we never did it, just with the idea of that stuff being in the washing machine, just sort of, we couldn't get past it. But most I've heard and read before that you can just throw them in the washing machine and wash them.
Yeah.
And in reality, it does get clean anyways. The soap and the extra rinses and stuff like that, there's probably, anyways, just for us, that mindset,
similar to taking a bath where you're literally making like ass soup and sitting in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Or pre-rinsing your dishes before they go into the dishwasher.
Yeah.
You know, they...
Yeah,
not quite enough. The same, but close.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for people that are maybe interested in trying the cloth diaper route, definitely a service eliminates the upfront cost of doing it.
Helps you to adjust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might. I think that... The temporariness of the service, I think, might make you switch to a disposable diaper a lot faster. There is probably a bit of a hurdle,
right,
of trying to get through. And a service, you know, I can cut this off in a month, so this didn't work out for me, I'm just going to scrap it. Whereas if you went out and bought, you know, 25 diapers or something, you're okay, well, let's try and see this through.
Yeah.
Not necessarily all the time, because clearly I don't know what you did with your diapers.
Well, we were given them, like baby shower stuff,
okay,
right? And we were given a couple different kinds, obviously, as I mentioned, to try out. And then we just decided that it wasn't for us.
Yeah.
So, yes, you did sway me.
No.
I'm not having any more kids, you know.
I don't think you'd still do it anyways.
Yeah, probably not. But I can certainly appreciate why somebody would. I think there's a lot of factors that are easy to understand why somebody would make that decision.
Yeah.
So
there's no question that there's some brutal parts to it.
Yeah.
The cleaning it in the toilet, it's not roses. You are scrubbing shitty diapers.
Yeah.
And that does fucking suck.
Yeah.
There's no question. There's no way around it. It's there. You have to get rid of it. But I don't know, like most things, it in the moment, childbirth, all the stuff that, you know, all the bad things that you probably not rather not do, getting your teeth pulled, right? But looking back, you go, I do remember pain, but at the end of the day, it's done now, and you move on.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what it's like.
Yeah.
A Band-Aid sucks when it gets ripped off.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you want to avoid it, but it needs to get done, so you do it.
Yeah.
It's painful to begin with, and then you forget about it after the fact. So that's the state that... And parenting is like that fucking all the time anyways.
Yeah, God, every aspect of it. Yeah.
Oh, boy, I wish I could get... not have this right now.
Yeah.
Can I avoid this in the future?
Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But then the next day, next
there's
minute, whatever
else
passes,
yeah,
and you move on. So that's what it's like.
Yeah.
It's shitty, but a lot of child raising is shitty, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good stuff too, and there's benefits too. So,
yeah,
you know, what is it that you want to do? You're just adding another shitty part to something or other that you forget about in a little bit.
So we've spent close to 50 minutes talking about shitty diapers. Thank you for listening to us discuss, you know, the differences and why we each chose, you know, disposable versus cloth diapers. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Please rate the podcast. Share it with somebody, another dad that you think, another flawed dad that you think would benefit from this. With that, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.